Good afternoon, Tony. Yeah, we're at the Campbelltown Show. It's actually a beautiful day here. Blue skies, sunshine. It was a little bit chilly early on, but we're all good now.
Yeah, fantastic. There were a few minus temperatures earlier this morning, so the frost would have been on the ground, but all okay.
Yes, all good. Now, joining me, Tony, I have a couple of people from the Cressy School. We've got Ethan McGrath and we've got Claire Worthington. And I was having a chat to, well, no, I was actually watching them compete in a wool handling competition this morning, which was pretty impressive. So, Claire Worthington, I'm going to start with you. Tell me, what were you doing? What were you trying to achieve? What were the rules that you had to sort of follow?
So basically it's just an educational purpose of rouseabouting and handling with wool. So we start off with one sheep each, and we throw the fleece and skirt the fleece and roll it up into the tightest bundle.
So I noticed the shearers there shearing. So yes. It's like real life, isn't it? You're waiting for the fleece to come off.
Yes, it's a great way for all the schools to come together and compete against each other. And then to end each rouseabouting thing, we do a belly tossing to get extra points.
So that's not an actual sheep, that's a fleece.
Yes, that's a part of the fleece.
For people who don't know.
So that's part of their belly, so under their legs that touch the grass. So you roll it up real tight into a bundle and throw it into the bucket to gain extra points.
Okay, so who else are you competing against? What sort of school or what schools?
So we've got Lilydale, Bothwell, Campbelltown, Oatlands, yeah.
And your Cressy.
And Cressy, yes.
Yeah, okay. We've also got Ethan McGrath here. Ethan, what were some of the things you're looking at? You're actually looking at quality of fleece as well?
Yeah, just the quality. Well,
because you've got a couple of different categories that you have to sort it into or get it ready for.
Yeah, well, we got one. How's that? We got qualities between one and three.
Yep.
One being the worst as you can get.
Yep.
You still make money off it. And two's your sort of middle finer one. And then your last one's your three, which you make more money off that a kilo. And, yeah.
So you're putting that, as a rouseabout, are you putting that in different areas?
Yeah, they all go in different bags. So you've got a class one bag, class two and class three. You just put what you think goes into one bag, like the categories, and you put them all in one bag, squash it down, put your bale pins in, and then that bale's done. And then you just keep going on for the day.
Was this a timed competition or?
Not really timed, I don't think. I think mostly just points of how, like, you've done it.
How professional you are.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It sounds like you're sort of almost wool classing, or you're not quite doing that, or?
No, not really. You're just getting the wool ready and pulling all the skirts and stuff off and just basically preparing it for the scoring.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Claire Worthington, is this something that's preparing you for potential work?
Yes. It's a great opportunity to see the future opportunities out there in the wool industry and sheep industry. And it's also a great way for the community. So, as Cressy students, we go out to different sheds and practice at different sheds of how to rouse about and look after the wool and how to properly grade and mark the wool. And also, it's great with the community because the community offer a sheep to bring to our school and work with at our school as well.
Okay, and is this something that you think you might like to work in, the agricultural industry, maybe even wool?
Yes, so my future pathways are animal livestock management, so I would like to work with the sheep and cows quite often.
Okay, and what about you, Ethan McGrath?
Oh, yeah, about the same way for me, about agricultural. Mostly groundwork, but whatever pops into place would be all right if you get my certificate in it.
Well, you've done well today. You actually won that competition against the other schools in wool handling. You're happy with that?
Yeah, very. Well, the first time, I think, in a couple of years we've got on the podium. Got first ones on the plaque they gave us today. So, yeah, overall, real good.
Okay, well done. Thank you so much, guys. Claire Worthington and Ethan McGrath from Cressy District High School. Thanks for joining the Country Hour. And, Tony, we're going on to our next story here, and we've got Georgie Wallace, who's a well-known part of the Campbelltown Show. And, Georgie, you've done really well in the wool section and in the ram section, the sheep section here at the Campbelltown Show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Fiona. Yes, no, done very well, very, very pleasing in both sections. Yeah, so it's always a thrill. I always enjoy coming to the Campbelltown show and bringing my sheep and fleeces along and supporting it. And for me, it's a bit of a stepping stone, taking our team to Bendigo next month. So I've got the sheep there and they're up and ready to go. So it's
fantastic! Because there were problems last year, wasn't there, with Bendigo? Was that COVID or was it year before?
Last year wasn't so bad, but the 2 years prior to that were very difficult. We actually got to Bendigo and then got everything unloaded and for the show to be cancelled at 5 o'clock that afternoon. Anyway,
Tell me about this fleece. Now, we're in the fleece section here. We've got a whole lot of fleeces on display, and one of yours is actually underneath a plastic dome here, looking very important. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, very pleasing. We've won the Grand Champion fleece of the show, which is very satisfying. This fleece came off a show ram that we had in our team last year, and he tested about 14.5 as a hoggard, I think, and this fleece came in at 16.2 last year. So and it's skirted back to 7 kilos, which is a pretty good weight.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Very good weight for that quality. So, I was very – when I put them all together and got them ready here a week ago, I was pretty happy with that fleece. So I thought it'd be competitive, put it that way.
So for the average person listening out there, what sort of things would that type of fleece go into?
Oh, that'd go into your high-end fashion. It'd be, like the Vitali Barberis type of processors would buy that. So, that fleece would end up in just to men's suiting and high fashion woolen products is where that would go. Yeah.
And you bring a couple of sheep along as well.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I bought 10 sheep today. So I bought 3 ewes and 7 rams. And, so they've been going pretty well so far. So
I saw you had a big blue ribbon over one of them.
Yes, yeah. So, they've been performing pretty well. Anyway, we haven't finished the end of the day yet, Fiona, so... it's still a little way to go, but the sheep are performing very well. So,
fantastic,
so pleasing.
Yes, yep. Well, another Campbelltown show done really well.
Well, I enjoy it
for Georgie Wallace. Thank you for joining the Country Hour.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Now I've got the attention of Mr. Calvert here. Thank you so much for joining the Country Hour. Now you're an honorary member.
Honorary live member of
the Campbelltown show. So you've been involved a fair while.
Yeah, most of my life. I've been sort of coming here since I was a young child, and I showed here for several years, and may have been involved one way or another for the best part of my life.
You've seen it change over the years, no doubt.
Seen a lot of changes. You know, fashions come and go, and we see that with sheep breeding, and so there's been quite a bit of change over the years.
You'd see that a lot with sheep breeding in terms of size and types of fleeces.
When they sort of brought in micron testing, that's when things really changed. Some of these sort of positive testing sheep that are bigger than the traditional sort of super fine sheep came to the fore, and now it's all about profit drivers and economics, and so that's sort of been a fashion change there.
Andrew Calvert, you work with Georgie Wallace. She said she got 7 kilos of fleece off one of these sheep here, winning fleece. Is that more than what we would have had in decades past?
Oh, yes. A super fine sheep would have been, 2.5 to 3 kilos. Now we're seeing sheep microning just similarly, cutting... up to 7 kilos. So, and doing that in the commercial world. So,
well, it's got to be profitable, doesn't it? And that's why we've moved that direction.
Yeah, and combine, fertility. People are chasing fertility, muscle and fat. They're chasing the profit drivers. So,
they want to get twins
and they need
if possible.
They want to. Fertility is a big profit driver. So, the more lambs you can wean, the more profitable the operation. So.
So pretty much over the decades, the wool industry's just got smarter economically.
Well, it's evolved. We've seen it happen in the cattle industry and the pig industry where they were sort of using estimated breeding values and things. Now we're seeing that come into the merino world, and we've got access to a number of new tools, and people are taking advantage of it.
Are you seeing many younger people come through?
Oh, there's plenty of younger people coming through, but what they're wanting is different information. You can't starve them of information. So they're looking for indexes and ASBVs and this sort of thing because they understand that. And, so we've got to move, you know, a stud needs to, in order to remain relevant, I've got to move with the times.
And your business itself, you've got your sons in your business, so I suppose you're doing the same
their
thing
business,
too.
I mean, I just tag along and give them a bit of encouragement and pretty well do all the sheep classing side of it.
Yeah.
But that's been really satisfying to see, the way that's all come about, and they're totally committed and... you know, it just shows you've got passion and it's in your heart, and, you know, the rest of it's pretty basic. So it's, really pleasing to see what they've done.
Okay, Andrew Calvert, honorary member of the Campbelltown Show Society. You've been around for quite a long time. Mm. Thank you so much for joining the Country
Cheers, pleasure.
Hour.
Cheers.
I'm standing in the area where they have all the fleeces on display. Beautiful fleeces, lots of ribbons, looks very special. Some of them under domes, others on special tables all by themselves. And one of the winners is Bruce Dunbabin from the East Coast. He's the winner of an award called the Vitali Barberis Canonico. I always get that one wrong. Bruce, welcome to the Country Hour.
Thank you, Fiona. Good afternoon.
Now, tell me... firstly, about this award, this is an Italian company, and they've come back into sort of holding this award.
Absolutely. So it used to be the New England Wool Trophy. So New England Wool was made up of Vitali Barberis Canonico and Raider. So they've just split in the last 12 months or so. So Vitali Barberis Canonico have taken on this wool prize. It's a prize for superfine merino wool.
So. Okay, well, we can see your fleece there on the table. It looks beautiful. Tell me some of its best qualities and why did it win?
So it's very suitable to the Italian spinner market and particularly to Barberis. They would be one of the top Italian spinners, one of the top spinners in the world. So it's particularly suited to those guys because it's a very fine fleece. It's very consistent. It's very sound. They're very particular in their high specs that they require for that spinner's market.
And that means sort of strength and fineness and elasticity and...
and cleanliness.
It looks very clean.
Yes, absolutely. So all those things that make a really good fleece and make a really good wool clip. So they're very particular in what they want. So we've been very fortunate to win it this year, absolutely.
Now, you're at Mayfield there on the East Coast. So that country there... Is the fleece clean because that's good country suited to merinos?
It is, absolutely it is. We're quite dry normally. We've had 3 good years, but these sheep, these are weathers. These couple of fleeces have come from weathers that have been out and run country. So that's pretty consistent, pretty, not dry country, but it's native.
So it's not up and down, basically.
No, it's very consistent. So... the consistent feeding is an important part of it to keep a nice consistent fleece. So
are they just grass-fed?
Absolutely. Yeah. Bush, they run in grass and bush and run what we call run country, so open country. Yes, that's where they run or for their 12 months of the year. So we get them in, crutch them, put them back out and get them in October and shear them. So very minimal maintenance. So they live in that bush, open run country.
So minimal maintenance, that allows you to spend a bit of time in the vineyard.
It's a nice crossover, absolutely.
A very good crossover, I would say. And
sure.
In the winery or in the cellar door.
Cellar door, yes, that's all been going pretty well. We've had a pretty good 12 months on the farm.
Yeah.
So this is a nice to cap it off with this fleece.
Well, just getting back to this fleece, that would go to the Italian spinners, as you say, might end up in a high-quality suit. Have you got one of those suits?
I have, in fact.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'd be worth a lot of money, wouldn't they?
They are, absolutely.
Thousands?
The Vitali Barberis, these type of fleeces would go into their high-end men's suiting, particularly. $2,000 to $10,000 in
oh
that range.
Oh my goodness!
And that's
wow.
Before you even get suit made. So
Jeez.
That's the bolt of wool. That's the type of area where those guys operate in.
So do you wear that around town when you're going out on the town in Swansea?
Oh, it'd be a special occasion, to be honest. So not often, no.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for joining the country, and congratulations on winning that
thank you,
award.
Thank you very much, Fiona. Cheers.
And that's just one of the awards here at the Campbelltown Show. So many beautiful fleeces and fantastic looking sheep. Some beautiful rams and sheep that are being shorn here in various competitions. And with me is Brody Carpenter. He's got these beautiful little sort of soft moccasins on his feet, so that might give you a hint as to what he does, as in shearing. Tell me, Brody, what's happening here at the Campbelltown Show?
Thanks for having me on. Today's the state finals, so the Tasmanian state finals, so everyone's competing for a spot in the state team to go and represent Tasmania at Jamestown in South Australia, which I think is in October. So the top four in each grade and top six in the open who have gone around the circuit all year gain points, and they're having a shear off today, so the top two make the Tasmania side.
How are they going?
Yeah, going good. We've had a really good morning. We've had the schools program in between, and we're into the opens now, so we should have a pretty early finish for once.
How do the school kids go? This is shearing?
They do a wool handling competition, so the professional shearers shear for them, and then they handle the wool. And there is a bit of money up for grabs for these guys. So, yeah, we had Cressy and Campbelltown and a few other rural schools. They really get into it, and there's a bit of training leading up to that, so...
Okay, tell me, you're shearing. Do you shear in your day job as well?
Yep, shear full time. Yeah, I'm actually a shearing contractor now, so got a couple of shearing teams going.
Well, you'd be on the go, wouldn't you? Because shearers are in demand.
Yeah, shearing's happening all over Tasmania. It's a busy time right now, so we have a lot of interstate shearers coming down as well, which is a bloke I brought along here to the interview with me, which is...
Okay.
Record shearer Colin Black from over in WA, which has just recently shorn a world record. So,
okay, so record shearer Colin Black, come a bit closer. Tell me, what did you do? You just broke a world record interstate, did you?
Yeah, so in WA in October last year, I shore 604 Merino lambs in 8 hours, and they were all judged and officiated by the World Records Committee.
Wow.
And yeah, so we did that last
year. That's a lot of stamina there.
Yeah, well, it's day in, day out. That's what we do all the time anyway. It's just pushed it up a notch too, yeah.
So you mainly work interstate?
I mainly work in WA. I lived in WA most of my life, but I just started coming to Tasmania last year thanks to Brody. Got me over here and got me a job over here, and I'm thinking about moving here now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that'd be good. I mean, shearers are in demand. How are you finding the industry at the moment?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Earning a bit of money?
Yeah. We can earn good money now and live a really good life. It's, yeah, and see a lot of the world and that without... Yeah, anyone telling us what to do too much, we can just go around and share where
boss.
We want to do. Yeah.
You find the conditions okay?
Tasmania is the best conditions.
Oh, really?
Shearing shed-wise that I've ever worked sheds. In. And I've worked in New Zealand, I've worked in Victoria, New South Wales, all that. And Tasmania seems to be the nicest place. That's why I'm sort of thinking about migrating here for that reason.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure some farmers would be happy. Thanks for joining the country out. Back to Brody. So how's it going with business at the moment for you, if you're running a couple of teams?
Business is good. We sort of set out our own program when we went shearing. There's three of us in business, other business partner, Jack Glover and Duncan White. We sort of set a goal to go out and improve some conditions and everything like that, and we've got a really good couple of teams going around with us, and we also got one of our young wool classes here next to us, Matilda Scott, so she's doing a lot of our super fine wool classing now, which is great. So they're coming through the ranks, really young team. I think at the moment in the teams I'm the oldest at 28 and a half.
Oh.
So they all sort of go back down from there, which is really good. And in our other team, we've got a couple of older blokes, but real professional shearers, and they take their job really seriously day in, day out, so it's good.
So as a shearing contractor, how do you improve conditions? Because I would have thought part of it, a big part of it, is about the shed as well.
A big part of it is liaising with growers and guaranteeing them something to get, when you can get people down, we can get such shearers as... Colin Black, and you can hold on to shearers such as Robbie Glover and Sam Byers and them sort of blokes, they're feeding them during the day at work and having great conditions such as good toilets, good washing facilities, good sleeping quarters and just updated shearing sheds with good backwards drags, not forward ones. So it's just good conditions all round, and it makes it a lot better time for the grower as well, because everyone gets along and just breaking down that stigma between them. So
how does it go with pay these days?
Yeah, no, pay is good. The shearing industry is moving forwards in leaps and bounds. So it's just going up with the jobs. It's hands down probably one of the hardest jobs in the world.
Physically, really hard.
Physically, yeah. I like shearing. I reckon it's easier than fencing, but a lot of other people reckon shearing's harder than fencing. So,
I mean, well, you're pulling around, tossing around a sheep, which can weigh, I don't know how much they weigh.
Oh, you know, you're going merinos 50, 60 kilo average, and crossbreds anywhere from 60 to 100 kilos. You know,
wow.
You're moving tons per day. These blokes are shearing 200 to 300 a day, you know, at $4 a sheep. You're earning up around that $1,200 mark a day, which is pretty good money for some of these young blokes.
So come on, anyone out there that's thinking about it, come and learn how to do it, hey?
Yeah, come and approach them. The shearing schools are great. You can move around. It's a big wage. You don't have to camp away and everything now. There's lots of work everywhere in Tasmania.
Locally. Do you have any women coming on?
Yeah, we've actually just put on a young female learner, which is a local girl to the East Coast, Nikita Jampson. So she's going real well. She shore her first 100 in eight hours the other day, and she's only been going 5 or 6 days, which was great for her. And you know, she's come from a farmhand wage of I think about $30 an hour, and she's gone shearing 100 a day. You know, it's $400 a day, so you're
it's
getting up
better,
past that, yeah, $50 an hour, which is
money.
Great. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, well, Brody Carpenter, you're here organising all the shearing competitions, etc., and wool handling at the Campbelltown Show. Thanks so much for joining the Country Hour.
No, thank you very much. Cheers.
Okay, and as mentioned, we're standing in the hall that has all the winning fleeces here at the Campbelltown Show. And just to finish off in the last 5 minutes before we go to the livestock report, we've got Matilda Scott, who has organised all the wool competitions, etc., here at the Campbelltown Show. And we also have Simon Cameron, an old friend of the Country Hour, who has a big hand in, it's the Superfine Wool Growers Association?
That's right, the Australian Superfine Wool Growers Association. We're having our annual reunion in Tassie this weekend, and in conjunction with that, we put together a display from some of the local members of the more traditional superfines, which is really nice to see at Campbelltown Show.
So what does that mean, you put together a display?
We've brought together sheep from 8 member growers and a few fleeces from that type of sheep. It's the type of wool that's really sought after by the Italians. It's the flagship end of the Australian wool industry, if you like.
So just for the average listener out there, these are sheep that just are growing really beautiful, soft white wool.
That's correct, Fiona. And these are sheep that do really well in the bush country. If you like, it's a more traditional aspect of the Tasmanian wool industry. It's one where we really established Tasmania as the home of superfines. And it's nice to see that it still exists and it's still well supported by our friends in Italy.
And these sheep that you got here today, then, I think you've got, how many you got there? About 10
we've
or
got,
so?
We've got 16, representing 8 growers.
So they're pretty special sheep, probably worth a bit of money.
We think they're special sheep. I'm not sure about the money, but we do it because we're passionate about that style of wool, and it's really important to us that we're able to maintain these flocks and promote them and continue to generate demand for the type of wool, the fabulous wool that they produce.
And Matilda Scott, you've helped sort of get all these fleeces and some of the sheep together and organised. You've also got your own stud, is that right?
Oh, not registered yet, just yet, Fiona. But every time I talk about it, I say it's in the pipelines. But yes, no, I've been involved in the wool display here. We're actually standing next to the VBC class, which is very much the sheep and the style of wool that Simon's just been just describing.
So that's the Tali Barberis, which is
Canonico,
one of the Italian companies that we're talking about.
Yeah.
What do you think of all the quality of entries that you've got in this year?
Oh, I think the quality is second to none. You know, the VBC, I've heard some comments saying it's possibly the best fleece that's ever been entered in that type of class, and just in general, probably slightly less at numbers overall than last year, but the quality is still there, and it's, you know, just a representation of the great season that we've had on farm for the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's been a great season. Let's hope it continues. Right. And just finally, Simon Cameron, a big weekend for you. You've got a couple of the Italian buyers over here. Very exciting.
We have, and the reunion that we've got, number of growers from the mainland. And we've got a big function in Launceston tomorrow evening, and it will coincide with the presentation of the Xenia Awards. And there's a couple of Tasmanians that are lining up there, so we'll
and
wait and see how that goes.
That's a very big, important award.
It is. It's a big weekend in traditional superfine wool.
Okay, thank you so much for joining the Country Hour. Matilda Scott and Simon Cameron, thanks for joining us.